get some burgers.
Hey, kids, I know. Let's get some fungus.
Yeah!
Do you want some mushrooms?
Mushrooms.
Or some spores?
Munch some mildew.
Mildew.
You want more? Just get out of that fast food rut. Come on down to the fungus hut.
Say, when you get that craving for mushrooms, molds, or any kind of parasitic lower plant life that lacks chlorophyll, come on down to the Fungus Hut.
We have deep-fried toadstools, mold shakes, and for dessert, hot mushroom pie.
No, thanks. We'll just have a big bucket of fungus.
Yay!
So come out of the sunlight and discover the dank, musty world that's popping up near you.
Don't get out of that toadstool rut. Come on down. The fungus hut.
It's fungi licking good.
Jim Duff in the morning. Mitch Melnick on the drive home on AM 600 in Montreal. Information radio that's interactive. Our website is www.ciqc.com.
CIQC.
The number you have reached, 911, has been changed to a non-published number.
People like this are a menace to decent society.
My boy, we're pilgrims in an unholy land.
Let's do it.
Travel. Another holiday.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of Travel World with Willem Backus, Stephen Pickford, and the melodious tones of Prosper Bannon. How's it going?
Good morning.
Very well.
Well, it's been a year since we've been on the air. A year and one show.
1 year and one show since the 26th of April of last year. So.
Wow, this is a very exciting moment for us. And Chad's been with us most of the way. Chad, it's good to have you back in the saddle again.
It's good to be back.
Oh, man. Hey, listen, Chad last week... He was with Key Motorsports. He was doing some racing. And, of course, you know that Chad just got nominated in the Best of Montreal for the Best Massage in Montreal. And to that end, he wanted to wish a happy birthday to
Chad. One of the girls who works at Key Motorsports, Marie-Josée Hull. She's 26 years old, so I just wanted to say happy birthday to her.
Happy birthday. Do you know something like that, Prosper?
No, actually, I never tried that one. Sorry.
he plays the heavy metal version of Happy Birthday.
Yeah, thanks. And also, I just want to say hi to the guys who are working there. That's Ron, Phil, and Neil. And I got a little song for them. Don't ask. You don't want to know. Okay, that's enough.
Sounds like the song for Dickens' Fruit Stand, Chad.
Yeah, maybe that's their favorite place to go.
Okay, thanks a lot, guys.
Yeah, no problem, Chad. Always welcome to join in on the show with us.
Never a problem to do that.
Hey, we just approved the Travel World jackets. We're having jackets coming in by the end of July.
They're looking sharp. I'm looking forward
absolutely.
To getting one.
And, I would like to say hello to somebody. All right, Mom, you wanted me to tell you this very clearly. Hello to the good folks in Hamilton. I'd like to say hello to my mom and my sister and everybody else who happens to be listening to us over the internet because CIQC is interactive.
Yes,
it is on the internet.
I get the emails from people in Detroit and Delaware, West Virginia we got an email from.
Yes, West Virginia. So we have listeners of all over. The show is really gaining in popularity. Plus the good folks from Milwaukee, we'd like to say hello to you all. We just got the lovely key ratings you sent us, and we really enjoyed our stay down there.
Oh, the Milwaukee's a great place. Really enjoyed that. And last week down in Charlotte, enjoyed our stay there. Came back on U.S. Airways on Sunday night, and again, right on time. Passed through Pittsburgh Hub. What a great hub to make a connection. All the gates right near each other, you know, not like some airports where you go from Terminal A to Terminal D and you have 7 minutes to do it.
Wear your running shoes.
You wear your running shoes. Do a barefoot run. Maybe do it faster.
The time that we were in the woods and these guys were cautioning us to what to do about a bear, they say, run down a hill because bears don't run well down a hill. And I told the guy, well, neither do I. Besides, I said, between me and Steve, I don't have to outrun the bear. I just have to outrun Steve.
Only one guy, that'll occupy the bear for the rest of the hour and let you get far, far
I'll
away.
I'll just be sitting there, go bear. Don't you think a tent is like a Ziploc bag for bears? I mean,
yeah, just about.
Yeah, you know, just thinking of camping season. I know the Cree Indians have invited us to go camping and fishing up in northern Quebec.
Are you kidding? I know someone who'd love that. There's a lot of people in Montreal, and what they do as a vacation is they actually drive to the northernmost parts of Quebec, including those territories there, and you should see the fun that they have going camping. So that's really
real crystal clear water, and the Cree Nation is really pushing for tourism development, and they put on a good show.
Well, I think we might have to oblige them or something like that.
And talking about good shows, on the way down to Charlotte, Vic Phillips appreciated staying over at the Delta Toronto Airport Hotel.
Oh, yeah.
If you're stopping over in Toronto. A lot of people go to Toronto and they have to forced overnight, because they're taking a charter or whatever out of Toronto. And the Delta Toronto Airport offers an $89 stopover rate and free parking for 2 weeks for the duration of your stay. And then they have the shuttle bus over to the airport. And on the way back from Charlotte, if you're down in the Charlotte area, we stayed downtown at the Dunhill Hotel, which is the classic European style downtown, the oldest hotel in downtown Charlotte, 1929. But if you're staying around the airport area, there's also the Sheraton Airport Plaza, which has just been recently renovated, part of the same company as, same hotel group. And they have an indoor pool, whirlpool, and the shuttle bus 24 hours a day. So that's another hotel to think of when you're down in the Carolinas.
Does Vic realize that he was breathing into the phone last week?
I don't know. Maybe he was so out of breath. I don't know what exactly he was doing before.
I don't know. I was about to make, tapping sounds. Vic, is that you? But no, Vic, he's a 45-year broadcast professional. You figured the guy would know not to blow into the mic, welcome to the Burger Barn. But I mean,
maybe he was auditioning to do voiceover work for that beautiful school of broadcasting.
Yeah, he was actually in the third week of his school of intercom announcing or something like that. But I know that he was sitting on the phone and the ladies from North Carolina were talking. And here he's going,
Just
I tried to give you three hints and nobody got it.
Nobody got it. Finally, I think he did it near the end, but by then it was too little, too late. And
fun and travel broadcasting.
Always fun when you do a live show like that. And after that show, we went to a tour around the area, drove and did some shopping, and also went to the IMAX Theater at Discovery Place, saw Everest. And, thought I might lose my lunch afterward. Just the effects of you think you're really going flying through the mountains and climbing the mountains and falling down the ice crevice. So, after last January, I didn't know whether I wanted to see all that ice again. But
yeah, that's for sure. But I also have a very special mention to our one and only Brenda Philpott. That's Sensei Ron's daughter. This is a lovely young lady who competed last week. We cheered her on the radio in the Quebec bodybuilding, and she won. I got to tell you, there was no competition.
No, as soon as...
There were five other women there. There was no competition.
As soon as Brenda walked in the room, she had it won, hands down.
Oh, yeah. She won best in her class, best routine, because you do a little routine for the muscles and whatever. I'm not really up on all this stuff. And she won best overall. Mm-hmm. Now, it may have helped that there was me and Danielle screaming at the top of our lungs, going, Brenda, Brenda!
Yeah, no, there was a whole cheering contingent. Her family and friends, they all went out to cheer her on. And
so Brenda,
glad she made it.
Brenda, we congratulate you. She had a front page article in the News and Chronicle this week. We can still call them News and Chronicle.
They like to call it just the Chronicle now, but it'll always be the News and Chronicle to us. I mean, so, just like the 2 and 20. And
everybody wants to cheer on Brenda. Way to go. Bravo. Just like bravo, Jonathan. And and our congratulations to our friend Jonathan from the Health Tree, who got number 2. So I don't know who voted in Rabbi T and the Three Hairs as the best hip-hop band. I don't know if anybody picks up that it's a rabbit.
Rabbi T and the Three Hairs, nobody caught that. I don't know. Hip-hop and down and maybe they'll be in a stew.
Pizza Donini.
Pizza Donini got number 3, tie for number 3, best pizza in Montreal. They beat out
number one
in our hearts. And, of course, they beat out the American-style pizzerias because it's Montreal-style pizza. 31 locations in greater Montreal, but just that one number to call. 383-6000, piping hot, oven fresh, at your door, 30 minutes or less. Pizza Donini.
Chad, roll the break.
Travel World will continue.
Another holiday.
I think you're dead.
DIQC Montreal.
It's inevitable. You always need something from the drugstore. At least once a week, often more, you find yourself heading for your neighborhood drugstore list in hand. If your neighborhood is Côte Saint-Luc, then Noémie Scheinfeld, owner and pharmacist, and her staff at the Jean Coutu in the Côte Saint-Luc Shopping Center are your friends in waiting. And if you're near Queen Mary Road, then Peter Tsonis, owner and pharmacist, and his staff are ready to help you at the Jean Coutu, 5345 Queen Mary, just west of DeCary. For friendly, helpful service, see Jean Coutu in the Côte Saint-Luc Shopping Center and 5345 Queen Mary Road.
And good morning to you. I'm Lita Polson. We are broadcasting live right now at the Bay Fairview Pointe Claire. The Bay is celebrating 328 years. Can you imagine that? I was just talking to someone here, 328 years old, way before our grandparents, probably most of our families came over after the Bay. And we're dropping by with Canada Store, Canada Style, since 1670, and doing some fabulous shopping on their birthday today. Now, on until May 10th, buy $21 or more of Clinique products, receive a 7-piece bonus, a lipstick, mascara, fragrance, the Happy Fragrance by Clinique, and much more. And plus, here at the Bay today, you're going to get double air miles. If you have a Bay card, you get double air miles. And also, Jockey for Her at the Bay, 25% off. And that includes the nylons. And don't forget to show your air miles card at the Bay. This is something new. It's something exciting. And also, save 20 to 50% on Arrow dress shirts for men, and save 25% on most in-store products. Remember, Canada Store, Canada Style is celebrating. Join the celebration. The Bay is 328 years old today. Fairview, Pointe Claire.
Are you getting into a serious relationship, or maybe wondering about your spouse's recent behavior? Don't torment yourself any longer. Call Checkmate, a licensed and bonded detective agency. Checkmate Investigations are the specialists in marital investigations. Call Checkmate 445-1949 or toll free at 1-888-877-1949 to find out the real truth you need to know. From criminal to civil, matrimonial to corporate, put the Checkmate team of highly trained professionals to work for you. Checkmate, in business since 1991. Checkmate 445-1949.
To meet the growing demand this spring, Bowie Mountaineau is offering you a huge selection of durable aluminum patio furniture, guaranteed against the rust for 7 years. No more stains and signs of daily wear. Bowie Mountaineau's selection of patio furniture requires very little maintenance. Come and visit today and get a 7-piece green textured set for only $4.99. Take it home today and pay only in April 99. That's right, deck out your summer with patio furniture, now available at Bowie Mountaineau.
Don't forget your best friends when you go on vacation. Call Langill Kennels in Dorval today, 631-8704. West Islanders have trusted Langills with their pets since 1970. With an animal hospital right on the premises, pet owners can relax knowing that a veterinarian is not just on call, he's on site. And your pet will delight in Langill's choice of diets and experience care just like at home. Plus, each dog enjoys the freedom of his own indoor and outdoor run. Your pet deserves the very best. Langill's Country Setting Kennels in Dorval, 631-8704.
The most violent animated film of the year, Martin Scorsese's delightful cartoon classic, You're a Good Fella, Charlie Brown. With Joe Pesci as that lovable round-headed kid, Charlie Brown.
Hey, you lousy fucking piece of shit!
And Robert De Niro as Linus.
Hey, you guys, come on, your friends here, lighten up, Charlie.
I'll fuck you too, Linus!
Hey, Charlie Brown, I'll hold the football for you.
Oh yeah? Well, fuck you too!
You're a Good Fella, Charlie Brown. Now showing on a double bill with Nightmare on Sesame Street.
Red hot. Too hot to handle. Red hot. It's Sears Red Hot Sale.
You got it.
Get ready for sizzling savings of up to 50% off a huge selection of national and private labels store-wide.
Red hot.
From family fashions to bed and bath, housewares, hardware, appliances, and so much more. It's hot and it's happening right now. Sears Red Hot Sale. It's too hot to miss. So don't. Sears Red Hot Sale. On now.
Red hot.
It's Maria Miles from the Salisbury Chamber of Commerce, listening to my favorite travel program, Travel World, right here on AM 600 CIQC.
CIQC.
Travel World. AM 600.
Welcome back to Travel World, segment number two with Stephen Pickford, Willem Backus, and Prosper Bannon. And speaking of Maria Miles, she's the one that said, oh, hi, Chad. I bet she'd like to know that Chad just won number one massage in Montreal.
We can send her a copy of the paper.
Hey, CIQC won a lot of stuff. There most was noble ice storm gesture, and I wholeheartedly that way.
Yes, you know, best kept Montreal secret,
Hey, I voted Montreal the closest to heaven. I said Keith Randall for the work that he did during the ice storm. And everybody in the control booth at CIQC, way to go, guys. number one. At any rate, we're back with Stephen. We got a gentleman named Eli coming in to talk with us, our best buddy. And who's on the phone? Hey, it's Brenda. Brenda's on the phone.
Yes, let's talk to Brenda.
Hey, Brenda, how are you? Congratulations.
Oh, thanks, Willem. I love you guys so much. I couldn't have done it without you guys cheering me on in the audience there. I couldn't help but start laughing on stage because I could hear you bluntly above everybody else, and it was a full auditorium.
Well, we were wondering whether you were just grinning in pain or what.
Yeah, no, I was laughing. You guys had me going.
Oh, that's great.
I really want to thank you guys so much for being there and being supportive all through the many years that I've had to endure all this torture. And also like to thank my coaches and the gym, because we won best, PowerFlex won best overall team.
Oh, yeah? Well, that's yeah. When they had the last three women, they were saying who was number one. All three women were from the PowerFlex gym, so...
Yeah, that's it. So the coach is there, boy. They know what they're doing. So I love you guys very much. Thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot, Brenda.
And
hopefully I'll get some travel tips, and maybe I'll be able to go on vacation.
Right. Well, that's for sure.
And celebrate now that you can sort of relax for a while.
That's it.
Well, you even have some of your own travel tips for being on a special diet. We can talk about that on another week if you like.
Sure, I'd love to. There's a whole bunch of little tricks, and they're not hard at all.
Way to go, Brenda.
Yeah, take care. Have a good day.
That's super.
Love
all right.
You. Bye.
Bye. So, and also Brenda's father, of course, is Ron Philpott, who is the sensei, black belt of the Bunkai Karate Do, where Stephen and I do our exercises once a week. So we want to, again, wish all the best to Ron and Jeannie, and congratulations on Brenda winning so many prizes.
Yes.
So we got an email in the studio.
We did?
Yeah, we did. Yeah, it's in the printout.
Oh, printout.
Let's
email.
See. Who sent us that? Hey, sorry to interrupt, but the audio player is not putting out. Oh, well, I guess we'll have to check that out. Anyway, that's not unlike some of the dates I've had in the past.
I can relate.
I know.
I think we all can.
I have checked it with other stations. The real player is working fine. Can't get it from your station. I was looking forward to listening to your show today to catch it. This is Scarlett is from, what do you call it, in West Virginia.
Yeah, Bluefield Beckley.
So, well, sorry, Scarlett, you can't hear us today, but if you'd like, send us your address. We'll definitely get you a tape of the show if you want to hear it. So that's pretty cool. We got it's amazing. Getting email from around the world is something else.
Oh,
and
yes.
In studio, we got to welcome
studio.
Eli. How are you, my friend?
Welcome.
So, take this mic. Prosper's going to be playing the music in the background there. Well, welcome to CIQC with us. Eli, how are you, man?
Good, how are you?
Hey, a new addition to the show. Eli's more than welcome. So tell us what you got to say, Eli.
Well, actually, I was speaking to Steve last week, and we just came back from Florida from the Animal Kingdom.
Yeah.
Which is pretty amazing. I mean, Disney's, A1. They do everything top-rated. And the Animal Kingdom, you actually feel like you're in Africa.
Oh, yeah.
It's fairly expensive to go down. You know, Steve knows all the rates and all stuff.
Yeah.
But you go down, you actually feel you're sitting in a savanna in Africa.
Ooh.
And they also have a part of it which is called Asia, and it's fairly amazing. They have little villages. It's just the whole Disney thing kind of freaked me out.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. It's fairly it's Prozacian.
Prozacian.
Yeah. You don't. There we go.
That was a good sound, Prosper.
Yeah. Thank you. You don't know that you're actually sitting in Florida. You're
transported to another area. You just can't
another
relate.
Dimension.
You can't relate that you're in Florida.
Yeah. You're like, we drove from the airport,
yeah,
Orlando, into Disney, mm-hmm, and it's kind of like it's like you're entering an airlock. It's
like an airlock.
Everything's sealed. Like, I want you, like, you look back, oh my God, I'm in Disneyland.
Oh my God, I'm in Disneyland.
Yeah, it's very strange. It's a very strange,
really,
experience. If you've never been there and you're going to go, be prepared for people to say good morning to you, but 7,000 times a day.
He's like, ah,
you know?
Stop it.
Especially if you're from Montreal.
Prosper knows what that's all about. Someone saying hello to you 6 or 7 times a day.
Yeah.
My goodness.
No, it's like, what I mean is, like, you leave your room. We were staying at Disney, Dixie Landings.
Oh, the Dixie Landings Resort, yeah.
Yeah, so you leave your room to go have breakfast.
Yeah.
And from the first person that you usually see, the maid outside or whatever,
yeah,
it is, to the gardeners, everyone will turn around and make an effort to say good morning to you.
Talk about a mission statement. Eh?
Yeah.
You're just wondering, what are these people after? When,
yeah,
they're,
well,
why are they so,
yeah,
nice to me?
I was reading up on that, though. Ritz-Carlton Hotels and other great businesses, they do that. People carry a card with them, and you got to say this, you got to say that. So,
yeah,
well, I guess you can't help it. You know, after a while, it becomes a little insincere.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. It wasn't really insincere. It was just, It was strange being from here.
Oh, yeah.
Going down there for the first time. It was fairly strange. The other thing is at Disney, you turn any corner you turn, you're going to find a souvenir shop.
Oh, souvenirs. You can't get away from souvenir shop. It's, 80% souvenirs and 20% attraction.
Yeah, and the other thing was we were looking for a gum.
Mm-hmm.
Right? This is a funny story.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Looking for gum, so I go into one of the stores at the Animal Kingdom. So I said to the lady, I need some chewing gum. I can't find any chewing gum anywhere. She says, oh, Walt Disney never allowed chewing gum on the site because, one, he found it kind of, uncouth to chew gum, and plus it dirties the place a lot. You know, you can't get gum off the ground. So I said, George, do you have any cigarettes? She says, yeah.
Plenty of cigarettes. You know. Cigarettes are nice, health food.
What brand would you like?
What brand would you like?
Yeah, it was a weird. I was like, okay. No gum, but cigarettes.
Yeah.
That
beer?
Sounds like one of Prosper's friends who was complaining about smoke being near, and suddenly this woman lights up, you know?
There's one rule for one and one rule for the other. It's like
yeah, I know I said something today, but tomorrow I'm doing something completely different. It's like, oh, my.
Like I was saying to Steve, we're driving from the airport to Disney. You see all the signs for Kennedy Space Center and all the other great attractions in Florida.
Soon to be renamed the Kennedy Space Center after Chad. Kennedy,
yeah. It's fairly expensive to go to Disney. It's very expensive. If you're going to go take out a bank loan. Yeah, it's very expensive.
To get on the site, it's very expensive, the admission fees.
Yeah, the admission fees and staying at the hotel, although it is A1, staying there, eating there is very expensive. I mean, I would put my money into stuff like Kennedy and all the other things.
Oh, yeah, Wet 'n Wild.
There are a lot of other attractions, Cypress Gardens and Bush Gardens in
Universal
Tampa. Universal Studios in Florida, and they have a number of attractions in the Orlando area. If you are going to Disney, two things to look for. Buy your tickets in advance through a tour wholesaler. At different times of the year, they'll accept Canadian dollar at par on 3 and 5 day park passes, and save that money by staying off-site. You're like 5 miles, 10 miles away, and most of the major hotels have the shuttle buses free to the various attractions.
Yeah,
so
check way ahead. If you're staying off-site, check way ahead that the places are not booked, because when we went there, one of the guys that went down with us was going to stay a couple of days longer, so he went down to a hotel. He couldn't get a hotel room around the place.
It's the combination of the attractions, plus they have a big convention center, as we know. We walked from end to end of that thing and thought we'd never end at the Orlando Convention Center. And, I mean, it's a city with so many attractions and those conventions that you better plan ahead. I mean, they have a lot of hotel rooms, one of the top three cities in America with regards to the number of hotel rooms, but you have to plan ahead.
Eli, any other interesting stuff happened while you're down there?
Actually, no. We were there for 4 days. That's hectic. It.
Yeah. Well, you got to watch Amanda Ober, so.
Yeah, actually, I watched her on TV.
You watched her on TV.
She's on, if you watch TV in your hotel room at Disney, they have, selected channels. And is it called Discover?
Yeah, Discover Orlando, yes.
Yeah, it's
Discover
Orlando. There's a dedicated channel just for Discover Orlando.
They just repeat it.
Yeah.
She's very pretty, isn't she?
Yeah, she's very attractive.
Oh, yeah.
That's why Eli was watching it all the time.
In his hotel room.
I was discovering Orlando.
You were discovering Orlando.
I got to go.
Okay, well, great having you on.
Right, Eli, it's always fun having you on.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Oh, my. Makes you hungry for a little bit of pizza, Steve.
Yeah, that makes us remember.
Well, let's have Chad. Chad, it's your cue. I bet all this work works up an appetite, doesn't it?
Oh, it sure does. I could really go for some pizza, the Nini pizza.
There we go.
Yeah, so he's just going to call 383-6000. Be piping hot, oven fresh, real great pizza, a whole lot more at your door, 30 minutes or less. 383-6000.
Hit it, Chad.
AM 600. Travel World will continue.
CIQC Montreal.
Chuck Phillips for Golf USA. Go for the prices, stick around for the service. That's the invitation from Dennis and Robert at Golf USA, Canada's golf store. Enjoy real pro shop atmosphere without pressure. Golf novice to close to pro, you'll find just what you need. Shoes, clothing, accessories, equipment from all the big names. And experts on hand to help you, including a swing analysis service. Golf USA, easy to reach from Highway 13 or 15, right across from Carrefour Lavelle on Boulevard Daniel Johnson. Call 688-9966.
Take a one-hour vacation and soothe your body at Luxocor, mesotherapy at its finest. Enjoy a professional, therapeutic, Swedish, Californian, or stress-healing massage in a warm, inviting, upscale atmosphere given by a caring staff for whom your total comfort and well-being are of the utmost concern. Luxocor, 374-8181, open 7 days a week from 10 to 10 by appointment only. Your body deserves a break. Relax and enjoy at Luxocor today, 374-8181. Melt your cares away with Luxocor, 374-8181.
You don't need an excuse to head for a hardware store, but if you're looking for one, The Hub Hardware can oblige. They've been your Benjamin Moore paint dealers for over 30 years, with a complete line of their interior and exterior paints, and they have Benjamin Moore's color matching computer to help. They're your fully authorized Sikkens dealership. They do window and screen repairs, and now the garden center is operational. Stan the Hub Man is proud of the personal service this family-run business has provided over the past half century. The Hub Hardware, 449 Beaconsfield in Beau Repaire. Call 695-3389.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto, but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
This week, it's Classics Week on Dub Theater. Monday night at 9, it's Rocky in French.
Yo, Adrian, voulez-vous causer avec moi, or what?
Tuesday night, Clint Eastwood is Dirty Harry in Polish.
Shidu Babu, 44 Magnumski, Kloski Hetski, Kleinowski.
Wednesday, Katharine Hepburn stars in the Academy Award-winning On Golden Pond. In Japanese.
Domo arigato, Norman. You old poopasan.
Thursday night, thrill to the original Star Wars. In Canadian.
Luke, feel the force, eh?
Luke, don't listen to that hoser. Join the dark side, eh?
And Friday, it's one of the most beloved American musicals ever. West Side Story. In Navajo.
Maria, I just met a girl named Maria. Suddenly the name will never be the same.
So tune in for Classics Week, starting Monday right here on Dub Theater.
Jeep Fever. It's no myth, it's real. Just like Jeeps are the real 4x4s. Great deals, like the TJ, yours for just $20,998. Only at your Chrysler and Jeep dealer.
While in Montreal, guests of Travel World stay at the luxurious Hotel Dufour, offering informal elegance and a vibrant sense of space in each guest room and suite. All the comforts of home and office, from beautifully styled custom-crafted furniture to kitchenette convenience. Enjoy panoramic views of the St. Lawrence and Mount Royal, then step outdoors to a multitude of shops and restaurants at your doorstep. Upscale service for the discriminating business or leisure traveler. Hotel Dufour, 1390 4th Street at St. Catherine. Telephone 938-8333.
Hi, this is Amanda Ober from News Channel 2 in Orlando. Stay tuned for my exclusive reports from Florida here on Travel World with Stephen Pickford on AM 600 CIQC.
CIQC.
Radio. Welcome back to Travel World on AM 600 CIQC with Willem Backus, Stephen Pickford, and Prosper Bannon.
And Prosper's been playing the guitar in the studio.
Oh. Yeah, I don't know how much you can hear of it.
Well, of course you can hear it completely. It's an awesome, awesome guitarist.
You can keep talking.
Oh, he's cool. I love this.
Just the background music puts us.
Beautiful background sounds of Prosper Bannon. And we had a few things that come up. We were talking about Amanda Ober and the wonderful sounds, and now we have Olga on the line. Who is Olga? Steve?
Olga Felina is a Russian-born model now living in the United States.
She's a model.
And she lives in Detroit, and she's going to talk to us today about things to see and do in Moscow. Good morning.
Olga.
Hello.
Privet,
how are you? I'm fine, having a great day in a gloomy Detroit.
It's gloomy in Detroit?
Uh-huh.
Tell us.
Detroit is a gloomy town. That's one thing for certain.
No, just the suburbs.
Yes.
So tell us. You're going to tell us a little bit about Russia and Moscow.
Yes, I would like to talk mostly about Moscow this time, just because Russia is so big. We are not going cover a little bit.
I watched that movie, The Russia House, with Sean Connery, and it was supposedly filmed in Moscow, and the cinematography was beautiful. Now, I know there's Hollywood and there's reality, but can you tell me, is Moscow as beautiful or even nicer than what was portrayed in a film like that?
Oh, I'm sure it's much more beautiful than you can even imagine in your wildest dreams. It's absolutely wonderful town, and you know that early Moscow used to be called the city of 1,000 churches.
Wow.
And although the majority of these churches were destroyed during the Soviet time, it's still a very, very beautiful place to see. And there is a lot of good transportation in the city. You can get around by, mostly I would recommend by public transportation. Metro is very, very good. And Moscow is laid out in concentric circles, with the center being Kremlin.
Oh.
And metro is built by the same scheme. So by getting around, you know, by metro, it's almost impossible to get lost. Although all the names of the stations are in Russian, it's I think it's easy once you learn a little bit of maybe of Russian letters.
I'd love you to teach me, Olga. What can you teach me about the Russian?
Anything. Just it will take time.
Yeah, it'll take time to
the
get
the longer the better. The longer the slower.
Okay, now let's keep it clean.
Aw, you're spoiling all the fun, Chad. So, Olga, so the bus and the metro is the way to get around in Russia. I mean, you really got to be dumb to get lost on the bus and metro, can you know?
Yeah, it's an easy system to get around.
You don't have to be dumb to get lost in buses. And let me warn you, buses can be very crowded in a peak time. And also there are taxis, but beware to take taxis at night. Also, oh, yes. Also, many cab drivers will offer you wine or vodka from their glove compartment.
Uh-oh.
Please avoid taking it. You never know what could be there. Plus, if they see foreign tourists, they will probably try to take advantage of him or her. So I would recommend metro because the trains are about 2 minutes apart, and it's a very convenient way of transportation. In addition, all stations are a piece of art by itself, especially those located within the ring circle. And each one of them have a different face.
So so by going around the stations, you get sort of almost like visiting an art gallery.
Oh, yes, you can say so. There, of course, there are a lot of them are made in a spirit of socialist realism, but they're mostly outside stations. So they're also interesting to see. Let me give you a piece of practical information if you want to take a long stroll on the streets of Moscow.
Yes.
That would be our situation with the restrooms. You can find probably plenty of public restrooms, but all tourists have to carry a piece of toilet paper with them.
Are you kidding?
As prosaic as it sounds, yes. There are a lot of paid restrooms, but you really have to search for them. But then when you pay nominal price, probably you will get a clean restroom. And
otherwise, you can't spare a square, as they say.
Also, I would like to say there are a lot of places to trade money, but American currency is much more acceptable. So for Canadian tourists, I would recommend to change it to American currency first and then trade it in Russia.
Yeah, well, even if you go down to Rutland, Vermont, Canadian currency begins to get unrecognizable. Handed the girl a 20, she said, what's that?
Really?
Yeah, so you have to come prepared. I mean, they know American money, but anything other than that, something else altogether.
Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite place in Moscow, Olga?
Oh, my favorite place is Patriarch Ponds. It's the place where the novel Master and Margarita was supposed to be taking place. And it's located in a very quiet and elite neighborhood of Moscow. It's hard to imagine that it's next to Tverskaya Street. But you go off this noisy street, and all of a sudden you're in a very quiet and green neighborhood, and you can walk around, and you can go to artsy cafes and see folks smoking their afternoon away and just enjoy stroll around. Also, I like to walk along Moscow River. There's a beautiful boat tour that you can take and see many sights from the river. The newest, one of the most beautiful sights is church, which is called Christ the Savior Cathedral. It's it was destroyed by Stalin, and he planned to build a Soviet palace on this place, but they discovered that the soil was too soft, so it was told that it's probably a curse. So now they restored this cathedral and to its original beauty. Probably it will take a few years to restore everything inside, but it's already open and there is service inside.
Wow. What's the nightlife like in Moscow? I hear there's a lot of heavy cover charges there.
Cover charges?
Yeah, when you walk into a bar in Montreal, you usually have to pay a cover charge to get in.
Yes, you may expect a lot of cover charges. And here is another one important piece of information. Please try to find family or friends who may direct you around, because unfortunately, I have to admit, the prices could be different for Russians and for foreigners. Everything, including museums, tours, even theaters. If they see that you don't speak Russian well, they may try to rip you off. But the cover charge is the same for everybody, for the nightclubs, and it may run anything from $5 to $70 and above.
Wow. I heard that about Moscow, though. I mean, since the wall came down and all that stuff, the
prices really have gone up.
Capitalism has really taken hold in Moscow. Is that true?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Wow. There are a lot of casinos, a lot of, as I mentioned, clubs and discos, and we just take advantage of all these years that we're isolated and we're enjoying all those, as you say, capitalist things.
Yeah.
And what about shopping? I mean, people go to a destination, they like to do some shopping. What type of shopping can they expect to find?
Well, first of all, we don't have so many malls like here in America or in Canada, but most of the shops are made like separate boutiques. You just walk along the streets and you go one shop after another. But recently, they built an absolutely outstanding underground mall. It's built under Manesh Square, right in the center of Moscow. It runs three stories down, and since the rent is so expensive, it contains mostly the most expensive boutiques of different European designers. But what's interesting, it's also an attraction in itself, because by building this mall, they discovered a lot of original bases of the buildings of old Moscow, and they restored it to its original look. So it's very interesting just to walk there and see all this place. It's a lot of cafes inside and stores, and shopping is outstanding, but you can expect to get very expensive prices there.
I bet you can't get a good pizza in Moscow like you can get in Montreal.
Oh, believe me, you may get a lot of good, big, and very tasty pizzas. There's Pizza Hut. There are a lot of pizzerias, Italian style, a lot of different European pizzerias, but of course you can always, find American style pizza there.
But that's why when we want to come back to Montreal and get that great pizza from Pizza Donini, because Pizza Donini does not have a branch in Moscow yet, but there's 31 locations in Greater Montreal, and just one number to remember, 383-6000, at your door, piping hot, oven fresh, 30 minutes or less, 383-6000, Pizza Donini.
Olga, please hold during the break. Chad, roll it.
Travel World will continue.
Keep on a rockin' me, baby.
Go choose some wafer blade.
Keep on a rockin' me, baby.
Kinda look like a couple of red lobsters.
Keep on a rockin' me, baby.
CIQC Montreal.
All you need, dry cleaning alterations, is available to you 7 days a week from 5 a.m. daily. At Qualibrate, they have tailors on the premises. For dry cleaning, head for the corner of Sherbrooke and Girouard. Call 488-5644. Qualibrate, the convenient dry cleaner.
Bet your kids love Barney on TV. Bet they'll love him even more in person. Every Saturday morning, 9 till 11, he's there to greet the kids at Picasso. Saturday Family Breakfast plus Barney at Ser Picasso, 6810 St. Jacques, west of Cavendish. Always open when you're hungry.
Hi,
I'm Lita Pulsna. We are broadcasting from the Bay for you and celebrating its 328th birthday. Can you imagine 328 years old and still looking fantastic? Canada Store, Canada Style since 1670, and we are saving lots and lots of money today. Save 25% on most in-store products. Save 30% on ladies' spring outerwear, children's wear. We have saved 25% on brand name jeans. I was just checking those out. Hollywood, Akita, Levi's. They have new look Baycrest and above average pantyhose. The more you buy, the more you save today. And don't forget Mother's Day. That's coming up, and you could shop for something very special for your mother during the birthday celebrations at the Bay.
Before heading off on your next trip, head off to Jet Setter. Jet Setter is Montreal's travel accessory center with the largest selection of travel accessories in Eastern Canada. Everything that you could possibly want relating to travel, all in one location. Money belts, water purifiers, miniature binoculars, travel irons, guidebooks and maps, plus converters and adapters for all your electrical needs, including computers. What's more, you'll find every imaginable kind of rolling luggage, including duffel bags, knapsacks, and travel packs from such name brands as Tumi, Travel Pro, Skyway, Lusport Sack, Kipling, Timberland, Eagle Creek, Briggs & Riley, and more. At Jet Setter, I found you don't pay more for quality and personal service. In fact, you'll save with Jet Setter, and GST is included in every price you see. Jet Setter, Montreal's travel accessory center, 66 Laurier West between Clark and Sator Van. Telephone 271-5058.
You'll be hearing a lot of this commercial because it was bought in bulk. That's how you get the lowest prices, unbeatable prices, prices you find only at Renault Depot. Renault Depot, driving down the cost of home improvement. You'll be hearing a lot of this commercial because it was bought in bulk. That's how you get the lowest prices, unbeatable prices, prices you find only at Renault Depot. Renault Depot, driving down the cost of home improvement.
When you invest this year, call Ron Greeley from Executive Financial Services. Ron Greeley is an independent investment advisor. He can get you any investment fund, including well-known names like GT Global and Dynamic. Ron will sit down with you and design a plan that works best for you, just like he did for me. And now I'm a homeowner. Thanks in part to Ron Greeley's investment advice. Call him today at 731-2438. That's 731-2438. Ron Greeley, Executive Financial Services.
Chuck Phillips for Golf USA. Go for the prices, stick around for the service. That's the invitation from Dennis and Robert at Golf USA, Canada's golf. Just what you need. Shoes, clothing, accessories, equipment from all the big names. And experts on hand to help you, including a swing analysis service. Golf USA, easy to reach from Highway 13 or 15, right across from Carrefour Lavelle on Boulevard Daniel Johnson. Call 688-9966.
Are you tired of being held hostage to the airline's demands to stay over a Saturday night and reserve 2 weeks in advance just to get a reasonable airfare? Fed up with paying $1,000 or more on your business trips to the United States? Now there's an answer to every business traveler's dream with Zagary Travel's USA on business fares to over 50 key business centers throughout America. Reserve up to 3 days in advance, stay just 2 days, not requiring a Saturday, and count the savings. $395 plus taxes to Los Angeles, for instance, compared to over $2,000 plus taxes normally applicable without that obtrusive Saturday night stayover. You don't sacrifice comfort or convenience either, flying with one of America's top five fly carriers with full in-flight service, seat selection, and frequent flyer mileage. Call a corporate travel specialist at Zagary Travel in Dollard today, 626-3132, to find out how you can shave your travel budget by up to 75%. Your next business trip to the USA should begin with a call to Zagary, 626-3132.
Are you a psychopathic wacko? Are you uncomfortable in your current surroundings? Are you looking for a new place to hole up and hide out? Come to beautiful Montana, the last best place, and the last place anyone would ever look for you. Montana has a long heritage of being a place to hide. From Charles Manson's summer home on Flathead Lake, Ted Bundy's Buffalo Ranch, even Jimmy Hoffa buried in the floor of the Metro Park Arena. Miles and miles of beautiful countryside with neighbors that will leave you alone to mail your bombs and print your bad checks. Unless you tick them off, then they'll form a posse and take care of you themselves. So if you're the nutcase leader of a fringe extremist racist uneducated inbred child abusing wife beating couldn't follow along, if you wrote it yourself, ostracized by family and friends because you're a loony, like to...
Hi, this is Cynthia Fodor from KCCI-TV in Des Moines, Iowa. Happy to be back on the air in Montreal again with Stephen Pickford and Travel World on AM 600 CIQC.
CIQC.
Going off the deep end here on Travel World. Yep. Welcome back with Willem Backus, Stephen Pickford, and the melodious tones of Prosper Bannon. And on the line, we've got Olga. And speaking of Olga, she being from Moscow and things Russian, Olga, I noticed that here in Montreal, we have a paper called The Mirror, and every year they have the best of Montreal voted. And among the other things, Montreal's best kept secret, they say CIQC. Of course, CIQC got a lot of mentions as being, you know, parts of best of Montreal. But Russian massage parlors, what can you tell us about that?
Russian massage parlors? Well, I honestly have to admit that I never visited one. But I heard that they appear at a great speed in Moscow. And, well, as I said, I can't say much. Probably you can receive massage there, and I'm sure very good massage. And probably they run as, like, American spas. Maybe there is a bunch of other services included.
Probably, but I bet they can't do any better than Chad the engineer, who won number one as the best massage in Montreal.
You don't have to go to Moscow for a good massage, you know.
That's right.
We have it here in Montreal. We have everything you need in Montreal.
You have to call Chad the engineer. Oh, boy.
Can we hear about...
in trouble now.
Well, we always knew you had talented hands. We just didn't know how talented. So, Olga...
We hear about safety, and that's always a concern of people. You know, how prevalent are safety problems in Moscow?
Well, as I mentioned before, avoid walking streets deep at night by yourself. If you're with a friend, that's probably it's fine. Nobody's going to touch you or anything. Again, there are some areas in Moscow that you should avoid, especially southeastern parts of Moscow. Some of the areas are not very good. And be very careful about cab drivers. That's perfectly safe during the day, but avoid taking cabs by yourself at night.
Right, I think you have a lot of gypsy cabs, like people who just take out their own car and go try to hustle for fares along the streets.
Yes, I would recommend stick to normal taxis, not to take a car driven by usual person. It has nothing to do with taxi. Yes, you may find some very unpleasant persons, so try to avoid them.
Now, are there any particular local customs, things that are just unique to Muscovites that, you know, Westerners should know so that they don't offend anyone or do anything that might...
Oh, yes, absolutely. There are so many things that if I start talking about them, we will need another 2 hours. But one piece of information I would like to mention right away is, for example, if you're staying with friends, it could be one of the most rewarding experiences that you can have. And if you go to see Russian people, even if you protest that you're not hungry, your host will probably won't let you leave the table until he offers full course dinner. So it's okay to bring to somebody's place a gift of some kind, like chocolate or flowers, a bottle of wine. But remember, when you give flowers, especially if you give flowers to a Russian woman, always give an odd number of flowers.
Oh?
Even number of flowers is used only for funerals.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so a dozen roses is not the right thing to do, no.
Also, yes, another important thing. For example, if you go to visit a church or beautiful cathedral, I would like to mention that for women, try to avoid wearing very short skirts or shorts. It's better to have your knees covered and better not to have bare shoulders. And also, especially for men, too, you know, not to wear jeans or shorts, better to wear some kind of more official pants.
Yeah, something a little bit respectable, too, yeah.
Right, to show respect for the faith, yes.
As for customs,
when in Montreal, wear as short a skirt as you want.
That always underlies the cultural differences between different communities.
I love having lunch at Phillips Square. Hey, you know, it's aptly named.
Yes.
Phillips Square.
Oh, yes. Olga has met Mr. Vic Phillips.
That's right.
Yes.
So that's, you know, we all
know
say.
Phillips Square is where all the beautiful women in Montreal seem to be. Well, our office was there for many years, and one of the nice things was just watching all the people go by at lunch hour.
That's the fun thing in any city, is sitting out at a cafe or sitting out in a park and watching people and having something to eat or drink. And, oh, can't beat it. Well, we want to thank you. It's coming up to 12 noon here in Montreal. Our hour is about ending, but Olga Felina in Detroit, originally from Moscow, thank you for joining us, sharing some of your ideas and suggestions for our listeners this morning.
Thank you very much. It was my pleasure.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. So that brings us now to the Prosper Bannon segment of the show.
Yes.
Oh, it does.
And yes,
yeah,
well, we got to showcase Prosper. I mean, listen to him play, eh?
Yeah. You can just sit here all day and relax.
It's one of the best guitarists I've heard ever. That's a good song. Prosper, of course, is a multi-talented man. He's mainly a musician. A very, very good one. Writes his own music. The other thing Prosper enjoys doing is he enjoys building guitars in his spare time. You do a very good job of it too, Prosper.
Thank you.
I've seen the guitar he plays normally when he's in studio. He calls it the Prosper Caster. It was built
with his own two hands.
And what a sound on this guitar.
Yeah, that's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun building guitars. It's actually a great hobby.
Yeah.
And it's a lot less expensive than actually buying one, if you know what you're doing, of course.
How long does it take you to build a guitar?
I take my time because I try to find parts as I go along, parts that are interesting, and try to design different guitars. I've got about 18 electrics now, and they're all different, one from the other. And people keep asking me, why don't you sell them? Why don't you do something? And I can't, because once you build it...
Yeah, that becomes an attachment.
Yeah, exactly.
Your heart is in it.
And it's for the fun of it. It's to enjoy them and having them.
Oh, he's got this amazing setup, though, where you can play music. You also have your Godin guitars, where you have all these sounds you can make on those things.
Oh, yeah, the Godin synth guitar, which is just amazing. We should be proud of that company being in Quebec right here.
Of course. It's manufactured right here in Montreal.
Yeah, they're being recognized worldwide, and even in the United States, they're recognized as one of the best synth guitars on the market. So
that's pretty something. Prosper, I know that one day you will build the ultimate guitar. This you know more about guitars than a lot of people that I've ever met. So
I'm hoping to build my own model. I mean, as a musician, I'd like to design something really useful for any guitarist, and we'll see how it goes from there.
We'll see how it goes. Well,
and
there's the
Chad, of course, invest in Johnson & Johnson baby oil.
Yeah, I think we'll go out and buy some shares on the stock market. The price will bound to go up. Talking about Johnson & Johnson, they're headquartered in New Jersey, and that's one of the topics we'll be talking about next week. Linda Conlon, the director of tourism for the state of New Jersey, will be with us. Also, we'll be talking about New York City with Manda Ober being there recently.
My two favorite places.
And Jerry Wagschel, now out in CBC Edmonton. He's worked for a few years in New York. And New York and New Jersey next week on Travel World.
We love to travel, but as always, it's good to come back once home to Montreal, Canada's greatest city. Thank you for listening, everybody. This is Willem Backus.
I'm Prosper Bannon.
And I'm Stephen Pickford. Join us next Saturday from 11 to noon for Travel World, right here on AM 600 CIQC, News and Information Radio that's interactive.
Les roses bleues, les roses d'or.
This is AM 600 CIQC.